Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Jim, for presentation. And I will talk to you about a pilot experience, a trial, about the nitrogen use efficiency on Chara-S, palisade grass, according to fertilization strategy. I would like to mention my co-workers, Dr. Milton Morings, Dr. Domingos Patiulo. It's a researcher at Embrapa Station, and Vinicius Pacheco is a graduating student at Brazil. As introduction, it's important to mention that Brazilian herd, it's about 200 million cattle. The most part of this cattle, it's beef cattle, and that have a very importance for Brazilian trade market. Brazil is the largest meat exporter in the world. But so dairy cattle is a very important activity, livestock activity in Brazil. And Brazil is the 50th largest milk producer. And dairy cattle has a very important social, a very social important for the small farmers in Brazil. Brazil has around 150 millions of hectares of cultivated pastures. 80% of these cultivated areas it's of riparian gender, and around 60 millions of hectares are cultivated with Brachiaria brisanta species. Brachiaria is in all part of Brazil, in five regions of Brazil. It covers from the north part of the south and all other regions of Brazil, so it's a very important species for the livestock activity. The current scenario of Brazilian milk livestock, specifically in milk livestock, it's increased demand for animal products associated with increased environment preservation pressure and a crop competition with pasture and crop competition, and mainly soybean and sugar cane. Recent data shows that 75% of the new areas of sugarcane in Brazil are established on pasture areas. So this leads to an intensification of livestock production under grazing, trying to keep the animal products offered, and it leads to increase of fertilizer utilization. On the other side, we have a new management practices for intensification pasture production that recommends higher intensity of defoliation associated with shorter defoliation interval. It has been established in terms to control canopy structure, avoiding stem accumulation and death material accumulation. But it results in a reduction of residual height, an increase in plant stress, and lower residual leaf area. What could be result in a decrease in nutrient absorption after defoliation, mainly nitrogen. So we have an increase of intensification of pasture management, but on the other hand, we have management practices that recommend the intensity, the high intensity of defoliation and the short defoliation interval that could decrease the nitrogen absorption. According to the literature, we can see that the root carbohydrates supply is one of the most important factors to affect nitrogen absorption. As Richard said, both root elongation and root respiration are strongly reduced after a defoliation of 40 to 50% of aerial part. As likewise, Vasey and co-workers in 1990, the nitrogen absorption rate is synchronized with emergence of new leaves. So we are increasing fertilization use, and maybe we can be wasting part of our nitrogen. So the object of this study was to evaluate the effect of stubble height and time of fertilization after cut over the structural and productive traits and the nitrogen use efficiency of Shara-S parasite grass. It's a Burkearia brisanta cultivars. The trial was carried out in Minas Gerais state at the Embrapa experimental station. Here we can see the blue region is the southeast part of Brazil, and at that point we can see the Embrapa experimental station, the dairy cattle. And we considered the treatment was two residual heights, 15 and 25 centimeters, and two fertilization time, one after cut and another one after the complete expansion of the first leaf. And the plots were fertilized with 50 kilograms of nitrogen per cycle, in each cycle with 20-05-20 NPK formula. The experimental design was a randomized block design in a factorial arrangement, 2x2, with 4 repetitions. And we considered 3 cycles of evaluation in 2013, the first one from February to March, the second April to June, and the third November to December of 2013. Here we have a sketch of the experimental area. The plots had 9 square meters in 3x3 format. Here we can see the all combinations of stubble height and moment and fertilization time. AFL is after first leaf, and AC is after cut. Here's a vision of the treatments, the stubble height. Here we can see the 25 centimeters and 15 centimeters of stubble height in the first cut. And here the tiller identification to accompany the morphogens of new, the emergence of new leaves in the tiller. Here we can see the color rings, the white and the blue one. The regrowth period, the interval of the foliation was based on 95% of light interception, PAR, photosynthetic active radiation interception. And we did this using a septometer, and we take around three reading points per plot each week during the regrowth period. The response variables was canop high, leaf, stem, and depth material mass, as well as the total forage mass, and the nitrogen use efficiency. The analysis used the mixed procedure of SAS, and the average was estimated by LS means common, and the comparison of treatment was done with the F-test with 5% of significance level. As a result, in terms of canop high, we had the effect of the stubble high. With higher canop high was observed with 25 centimeters of stubble high. It's around 71.6 centimeters against 67.4. And this increase of canop high, it's an undesirable characteristic of a tropical forest because of the stem elongation and accumulation of death material. We observed the effect of fertilization time too. With higher canop high was observed when the application of fertilization was done after the first leaf appearance, 73 against 66 centimeters. In terms of forage mass, there was a increase of depth material and stem mass when we used the 25 centimeters of stubble high against 15 centimeters, with no difference between leaf mass. And according to the fertilization time, there was a slight increase of depth material when the fertilization was done after immediately after curtain against the first leaf appearance, but with no difference between total forage mass for the fertilization strategy or scheme. In terms of nitrogen use efficiency, there was an interaction between fertilization time and stubble height. In general, there was a higher nitrogen use efficiency in the 25 centimeter stubble height, and there was no difference between fertilization time when we considered the 15 centimeter stubble height, but there was a higher nitrogen efficiency use when we apply the fertilization after cut considering a 25 centimeters of stubble height. These values are a little bit higher than the literature because we did not consider a zero doses of nitrogen. It's just to compare the treatment that was established. Okay. As conclusion, the residual height of 25 centimeters produced the largest amount of forage mass. However, it's from accumulation of stand and death material. Even with the lower forage production, the result of 15 centimeters showed high proportion of leaves in the harvest forage. The nitrogen use efficiency responding to the productive characteristics is higher under residual high of 25 centimeters relative to 15 centimeters based on the stem contribution. And under 25 centimeters of stubble height, the fertilizer application immediately after cutting provides greater nitrogen use efficiency than after the appearance of the first leaf. Thank you for your attention. I'm glad to answer some questions.
Any questions for why do you believe we had more dead material in the after cutting, particularly? Was it the type of fertilizer you used, or the way you applied it, or what do you think caused that dead material?
Okay. The question is why I think that a more death material when the fertilizer application is done after cutting. Is right? Yeah, that's a surprising result. There are maybe the tiller dynamics on this forage could be the answer for this question, but unfortunately, in this trial, we did not too much pay attention at that characteristic. We are repeating that experiment, including two new forages. And we are planning to view in more detail this characteristic to explain some results like that because it's a surprising result.
One more question?
Carlos, just for clarification, is this Cerex the same as the Toledo cultivar?
The Chara S?
Right.
No.
Okay.
It's another one.
But same result.
Sorry?
Yeah. It's a different cultivar from Toledo.
Yeah.
I just have a quick question myself. It's a cutting system, so is it primarily directed at hay production or green chop systems?
No, in fact, we are in the first step research, but it's to be used under grazing. We are investigating under plots first. And maybe we will reply this experiment with later treatments in a grazing trial. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.